ABC News.
Josephine Asher with the top stories. Pope Francis has been laid to rest during a private burial service at Santa Maria Maggiore Basilica in Rome, following a public funeral at St. Peter's Basilica, which was attended by dozens of heads of state. Pope Francis's human connection was clear. Vatican officials say 400,000 people lined the streets to see his coffin. On the steps of St. Peter's Basilica, Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re reflected on the Pope's life, saying the Pope's mission was to build bridges rather than walls and to create a church for all. Pope Francis is the first pontiff for more than 100 years to be buried outside the Vatican. The world's cardinals will visit the burial site on Sunday after a mass in St. Peter's Square to begin 9 days of mourning. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and US President Donald Trump have met on the sidelines of Pope Francis's funeral. The two leaders sat down for an intense 15-minute conversation inside Rome's historic St. Peter's Basilica. It's their first meeting since the infamous Oval Office stoush in February. Both leaders deemed their latest meeting to be positive. In a social media post, Mr. Trump questioned Russian President Vladimir Putin's sincerity in achieving peace. And Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will make an election pledge of free round-the-clock health advice. The $200 million plan for 1-800-Medicare is a rebranded and expanded version of Health Direct and will be announced at a Labor rally in Western Sydney. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is in Melbourne today, where he's hopeful of winning back a number of suburban electorates. ABC News.